Hi, I'm David, and the contents of this CD, which I'm going to read in the English language, are a faithful translation of Master Hang Si Luang concerning the mental invocation of the principle
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha.
We hope that his words of wisdom will guide you in the practice of this mental invocation and help you to persevere in the practice of it. We wish you an enjoyable listening and practice experience. Mental invocation of the principle
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha.
The practitioner of the Vo Vi method of meditation constantly strives to fulfill his goal of spiritual deliverance. Therefore, he devotes himself to the practice of meditation. In the Vo Vi method, we practice the mental invocation of the six vibratory words
Nam Mo A Yi Da.
Why do we need to keep our mouth closed, teeth touching together, and tongue curled up to the upper gum, and mentally invoke the six vibratory words
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha?
Because we will form a closed circuit to let these vibrations circulate through the whole body and consequently release all blocked up energies in our organism. The principle
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha
is a very intense vibratory force in harmony with the whole universe.
Nam
represents the south and is the symbol of fire.
Mo
corresponds to the invisible world.
A
is the symbol of energy, water, and is located at the kidneys.
Yi
means to preserve the three jewels, the energy of seminal essence, the energy of vital breath, the spiritual energy.
Da
is the golden light emanating from the whole body.
Tha
is serenity within. Why is it possible to release the energy in our five organs and our five meridians by mentally invoking these six vibratory words? Because the heart energy at the center top of our head will develop and harmonize with the whole universe. We practice the silent invocation of these six words in order to achieve the full intensity of their vibratory force. This silent invocation is the key to release all blocked energies within ourselves, and it is also a miraculous medicine to heal the whole body. Keeping our mouth closed, teeth touching together, and tongue curled up to the upper gum, we constantly invoke
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha.
We will feel an abundant flow of saliva, which will help to heal our incurable disease, in other words, our sick spiritual heart. With time, we will reach the unification stage. The energies in the three body parts, higher, middle, and lower parts, will be unified at the center top of our head. At that time, all worries, sorrow, and errors in our inner consciousness will slowly disappear. We feel that our microcosm, in other words, our physical being, improves every day. We become purer, lighter, and more generous, and we are no longer imprisoned in our worldly character, nor limited by our mundane way of thinking. We should invoke the six vibratory words mentally and not vocally. Invoking them loudly will waste our spiritual energy and our vital breath energy. How could we then preserve our original energy in order to heal the incurable diseases in our inner self? Human beings are naturally attracted to the material world. We are limited and unable to develop ourselves. As a consequence, we easily express words of anger and passion. On the other hand, the spiritual practitioner turns within to cultivate his serenity. He keeps positive thoughts, closes himself to the terrestrial world to open up to the celestial world, and harmonizes with the whole universe. The Buddhas and immortals will attest to his sincerity. and bestow their light and energy upon him when he mentally invokes
Nam Mo A Yi Da Fa
to develop his spiritual heart and mind. How can we receive negative energies in our consciousness when our thoughts are pure? How can our body be possessed by evil forces when our mind no longer nurtures negative thoughts? By practicing this method, we learn to save ourselves, and it is the key to penetrating all three spheres. There are three spheres in our microcosm: the lower, middle, and high spheres. When these three spheres are purified and unblocked, we can easily traverse the celestial sphere, the terrestrial sphere, and the human sphere. We will be able to go any place and communicate immediately in any domain with a pure mind in accordance with the divine will. Our unlearned heart will be opened, and we will no longer be hindered. In this universe, humans live in delusion and darkness because they have not understood the value of the unification of energies. So, how can they awaken their spiritual consciousness? On this fortunate day, the Lord Yi Da transmits his pure energy to us with its permanent healing power so that we can develop ourselves and unify our inner consciousness and spiritual knowledge. Only then will we be able to liberate ourselves and meet him. Therefore, we practice the method of Vo Vi meditation, spiritual science of Buddha, that the Lord Yi Da has made available to us. Today, as brothers and sisters, we have practiced and we have clearly seen the progress in our inner consciousness. Before, we were passionate and angry. Now, we have lessened our anger and passion. Slowly, we will no longer hold to anger and passion, but we will hold to wisdom in order to fully serve all living beings in accordance with heaven's will. My friends, remember that we should only invoke these vibratory words mentally, not vocally, to avoid wasting our spiritual energy and our vital breath energy. Now, please allow me to contribute my part. I will invoke these six vibratory words vocally, but you will keep your mouth closed, teeth touching together, and tongue curled up to the upper gum, and mentally follow the vibratory force of these sounds in order to open up your six psychic centers. When your six psychic centers are opened, you deserve to be identified as the children of Buddha. If your six psychic centers are blocked, you will not convince anyone with your words. We must work for ourselves. No one else will do it for us. We must work from the inside, purify our head through the flux of spiritual energy, and unblock our six psychic centers with the flux of energy. Only then will we feel light and secure. Now, listen to my oral invocation. Then use your mind to direct your 12 visceral entities to practice the mental invocation with the sole purpose of self-perfection and self-progress.
Nam Mo A Yi Da Fa Nam Mo A Yi Da Fa Nam Mo A Yi Da Fa.
The important point is the vibratory force at the end of each word. For example,
Nam.
The final resonance of this word ends at the frontal psychic center in the middle of the eyebrows.
mo.
The final resonance of this word ends at the cranial psychic center, on the top of your head.
A.
The final resonance of this word ends at the renal psychic center, in the middle of the two kidneys at your back.
Yi.
The final resonance of this word ends at the cardiac psychic center, at the chest level.
Da.
All the pores of the skin light up within serenity and wisdom.
Tha.
This is the unification of all four C's. The spiritual practitioner knows what is going on in his inner house, and he must clean up in order to evolve further. This principle is suitable for our organism and our microcosm because it helps to open our mind to attain clarity and wisdom. We should practice this mental invocation with perseverance continually during our leisure time, as frequently as possible, until we reach the state of a frequent mental invocation and even a permanent invocation. Focusing our mind on the top of our head, we keep practicing the mental invocation until we are able to feel that our body and spirit are unified in the invocation of
Nam Mo A Di Da Fa,
as well as opened to become more lucid. At that time, our consciousness of harmony will develop clearly, as well as our sense of equality and compassion. Our physical appearance will also change, and our mental outlook will become wiser and more tolerant. So, dear friends, you will experience an extraordinary change in your spirit, and the poetic inspiration will come easily. Please listen again to this mental invocation. I continue to invoke
Nam Mo A Di Da Fa,
so that you can feel the vibrations of these words and learn how to invoke them infinitely with persistence. You will naturally release all blocked energies within, and wisdom will develop in your heart and mind.
Nam Mo A Di Da Fa. Nam Mo A Di Da Fa.
Everyone has a different length of breath, whether long or short, depending on our physical health. But if we apply ourselves, we will be able to mentally invoke
Nam Mo A Di Da Fa
in one single breath. With regular practice, gradually, we will become skillful at it. How can the principle
Nam Mo A Di Da Fa
relieve you of suffering and misfortune? When you keep your mouth closed, tongue curled up to the upper gum, and maintain silence to mentally invoke
Nam Mo A Di Da Fa
to release the flux of energy in your body, you will purify all impure energies in your body. Having no impure energy, how can you attract other negative energy? What is misfortune? Misfortune is impure energy. But in the moment of danger, if you think of the mental invocation
Nam Mo A Di Da Fa,
you will preserve your pure energy and release the impure energy. Since you no longer attract impure energy into your body, you will be able to even narrowly miss many accidents. So, dear friends, please note carefully. Practice the mental invocation of
Nam Mo A Di Da Fa
regularly, and gradually advance to a permanent invocation. There will be no other thought in your mind except the principle.
Nam mo a yi da tha.
What forms the whole universe? Let's simplify things to make them more understandable.
Nam
represents fire.
Mo
represents air.
A
represents water.
Yi
represents development.
Da
represents color.
Tha
represents insight and self-knowledge. All living beings have the same constitution. A blade of grass has the same constitution. We understand this original principle, and we apply ourselves to utilize and practice it more every day. We descend to this earth uniquely to learn this principle, which will allow us to awaken our spirit. We learn from the superficial to the depth of things. We progress from heaviness to lightness. Then we will reach the state of equilibrium, and our spiritual consciousness will evolve to the highest spheres. When we mentally invoke
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha
with great perseverance, we will have the opportunity to read the Sutra Without Words in our inner consciousness, and the whole nature will appear in our spirit. We will meet the Buddhas and the immortals easily. We will see God without any difficulty, and we will overcome the heavy and impure scenes of hell without being hurt. With our pure and wise energy, we will be able to overcome obstacles and save the living beings. Dear friends, maintain your serenity and mentally invoke
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha
with perseverance. When the saliva accumulates in your mouth, slightly bend your head to the left to swallow it. With continual practice, your saliva will thicken and become a miraculous medicine to heal your mind and spirit at the root. Even people who are ill and bedridden could be totally healed of their illnesses if they repent for their mistakes and apply themselves to practice the mental invocation of the principle
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha.
They could be lifted from their state of suffering with this mental invocation. Personally, I have practiced and used this principle to help heal my ill body. The mental invocation of this principle has saved me from many misfortunes. Therefore, I want to offer it to humanity. Those who practice will benefit. One only needs some persistent effort to return to and help oneself. To heal and correct oneself is the necessary thing. On this earth, anyone can talk. Anyone can blame and laugh at you. They can criticize you, but they cannot help you. You must help yourself. You must awaken your consciousness by your own efforts. No one can do it for you. The Buddhas, who attained spiritual perfection, reminded us human beings that we were similar to them, and we could also become Buddhas like them. We practice the mental invocation of
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha
with perseverance by concentrating our energy on the top of the head and by releasing all earthly impurities to reach the inner unification of our energies. We practice the mental invocation of
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha
with perseverance by concentrating our energy on the top of the head and by releasing all earthly impurities to reach the inner unification of our energies. We will then be able to return to the sphere of lightness and purity. Buddha has no name. This is a state of purity and lightness where everything is open. Buddha means an independent spiritual development with our own efforts to reach self-perfection without relying on any external force. I was able to find this key, and I am giving it back to you with my whole heart. Please take it, dear friends, to open the dark doors in your body and spiritual consciousness. You will open all the doors of the various spheres of the universe. When your heart is sincere and respectful, with the intent to open up to the inner light, you will surely reach your goal and no longer depend on others. Now, I will repeat the mental invocation of the 6 vibratory words so that you can follow the sounds and clearly understand the meaning to practice them and open up your spiritual heart and mind.
Nam Mo A Di Đà Phật. Nam Mô A Di Đà Phật.
Keep practicing the mental invocation of this mantra with perseverance until you feel a change in your inner self and your body. At that time, you will see that the spiritual science exists in your inner consciousness. These 6 vibratory words will purify your energy and help to resolve your difficulties. They will clearly lead you to the spiritual science of the whole universe. You will then understand the true value of this science. You will feel love and respect for the Lord and the Buddhas. You will feel compassion for all living beings on earth. Keep practicing the mental invocation of this mantra with perseverance. With a sincere heart, we cultivate our serenity, repent for our mistakes, and mend our ways. We know that we are sinful souls on earth, with an incomplete mission, that we are impure people. We want to cleanse the impurity in us, since no one is capable of healing us but ourselves. We should practice the mental invocation of this mantra at any price. Then we will be saved forever in the future.
Nam Mô A Di Đà Phật. Nam Mô A Di Đà Phật.
At the beginning, practicing the mental invocation of
Nam Mô A Di Đà
is difficult because we all have prejudices and do not see the spiritual path clearly. Therefore, we have difficulty with the invocation. Why? Because we normally turn outward and thus attract agitation. We seldom turn inward, so we have some difficulty with the practice of the mental invocation. But you must practice. For example, after work, you can set aside some free time and sit alone. Think to yourself, I am working for myself now. I am developing my inner consciousness and releasing all blocked energies in my body. I must apply effort to develop my inner self. Learn to practice the mental invocation of the mantra with mouth closed, teeth touching together, the tongue curled up to the upper gum. After practicing the mental invocation for a certain time, you will feel the saliva accumulating in your mouth. This is a sacred medicine. Why does the saliva become a sacred medicine? You eat food composed of the five elements, metal, wood, water, fire, and earth. They give you strength and energy for your work. Now, you channel the energy of these five elements into a flux of energy which will bring saliva to your mouth. It will purify your blood and open up your heart and your mind. Thus, it is an unfailing medicine for the illnesses of your soul. So, let's persevere in the mental invocation of these vibratory words in order to improve ourselves. All practices are difficult at the beginning. At first, we start with 5 minutes of practice, then 10 minutes, then 20 minutes, and slowly increase to 30 minutes, then 1 hour, then the whole day. When we succeed in concentrating our energy on the top of our head, we will always feel this flux of energy pulling upward on the top of the head. At the same time, we will achieve the state of permanent invocation. We will always think of
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha.
This is more difficult than the invocation. Mentally invoking
Nam Mo A Yi Da Tha
is only a training stage. To think about it is even more difficult. So, I must also invoke these 6 vibratory words to help your 12 visceral entities during the practice of meditation. This will give you the opportunity to awaken your spiritual consciousness and repeat these vibratory words to the uneducated parts of your body to allow them to progress, to learn, and to awaken. I continue the invocation of
Nam Mo A Yi Da Fa. 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 Nam mô A Di Đà Phật. 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 Nam mô A Di Mô Đà Phật. Nam mô A Di 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 Đà Phật. Nam Mo A Di Đà Phật. Nam Mô 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 A Di